Months and months of living with a killer virus on the loose has more of us contemplating our mortality and what choices we might make if things look dire. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports that even younger adults are starting to plan for the worst.
When the coronavirus first became a big deal in Kansas back in March, elementary school music teacher Emily Bodecker's life changed quickly. One day she's singing and laughing with the more than 300 kids that pass through her classroom in Lawrence every day, and the next, school is canceled, and she has to figure out how to upload bits of instruction to YouTube.
Today we are going to talk about rounds or canons in music and how they create harmony.
Now it's time for a new school year, and the prospect of going back into a classroom when the coronavirus is still spreading has her thinking about worst-case scenarios.
I don't think I'm going to die, but also, you know...
Questions like what would happen to her children if she died suddenly seemed less abstract and more urgent. After talking about her concerns with her husband, they decided it was time to make their end-of-life wishes official.
To be fair, I'm 34. I probably should have been adulting better before this, right?
To start, she found a form that declares who can make healthcare decisions for her if she can't. It's called Durable Power of Attorney, and unless this form is filled out, not even your spouse can make those decisions for you. During increasingly morbid conversations with her fellow teachers, she found many were like her, interested in making end-of-life plans before the start of the school year. To be legally binding, the form needs to be signed by two non-relative witnesses. So one evening, Bodecker gathered a group of teachers for a will signing party.
And we kind of joked about it. Like, we're having a party to sign our end of death wishes, but all of us kind of feel, I think, in education that we're being thrown onto a planet that we don't know what's going on.
And they're not alone. One expert said she'd seen a 15% increase in traffic to web pages with end-of-life information since the start of the pandemic. Erin Yelland is a certified family life educator and a K-State Extension specialist. She, too, says she's been getting a lot more questions about the topics than normal.
And it's not an overreaction during COVID-19 to make sure that you have these things in place. And in fact, it might be one of the silver linings of this pandemic, for example, that many people are getting more prepared.
She says if COVID gets younger people thinking about death, actually, that's great. A serious accident or injury could happen to anybody at any time.
We should be thinking about our end-of-life decisions from the time we're 18 years old and up.
John Carney is the president and CEO of the Center for Practical Bioethics in Kansas City. It's a nonprofit that advocates for advanced care planning. As morbid as it may sound, he suggests high school graduation or the beginning of college as the perfect time to start these conversations.
I think there are events in our life that help us say, okay, so who's in charge of me now? And what happens to me if something bad happens? And this is something we need to do.
While filling out the forms to name an agent is simple, Marilyn Harp of Kansas Legal Services says people need to put serious thought into who they choose to give the power over their life or death.
Picking somebody to make these decisions for you is not a gift. They're going to have to make some hard decisions down the road.
She says, once you've found a person you can trust, it's time for a long, tough conversation about what it means to be alive and how far and long you want medical help to go.
The best thing somebody signed in the document can do is say, here's the document. And by the way, here's my values about what decision I would want you to make.
Bodecker, the music teacher, says because of COVID, she's a lot more prepared to die, something she never thought she'd say at such a young age.
My parents who are in their 60s are kind of finalizing stuff. Just, you know, hey, here's where the key is for the safety deposit box. Here's all this, you know. And then I'm sitting there telling my mom the same thing. Here's where my will is.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.